Hello, everyone. Welcome back again to another episode of Basement Banter. This week, we are joined by a recurring guest, a long-lost recurring guest, Daniel Jehara, back in the studio.
What it do, everybody? How are you?
long overdue return to the studio. I told you last week I had stuff in the works.
This is the works.
This is
or the stuff this that is, was in the works.
This is the sausage being made as we speak. So this week... This week was inspired by, I don't know, just as anyone, I feel like, in there from, like, fetuses until, like, honestly, whenever. One of the main things that, like, America's pastime is no longer baseball. It's laying in bed at night watching YouTube.
Or scrolling through, like, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all that fun stuff.
Exactly. Just absorbing knowledge, information. And the one thing that always is like in the back of my mind is when I, like, I'm watching these people, I'm like, damn, like what did they do that deserves them to have such a big following? So I thought, why not bring it to the podcast? Why not throw it on? I don't know if this is copyright infringement. Bring it to the red table or whatever. Right, what's the Jada Pinkett Smith always says that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where but. she has some fucking show on Facebook, and she always talks about bring it to the red table. Will Smith talked about how he got cucked by her fucking some whatever 20-year-old kid. Remember that?
Wild story. That Jada and that
Will.
Yeah,
she wanted to bring it to the table, so they had a whole awkward conversation about table.
And they're still together, right?
They're still together. Damn. Will Smith.
Poor old Will Smith.
Will Smith with his tail between his legs going. Yeah, he better be getting some on the side, too.
Oh,
I feel
for
bad
sure.
for him. He definitely does all right for himself. Anyway, we're at a very much white table, not red. White plastic table you could probably get at Home Depot. It, one of the tables that someone from Buffalo would put their elbow through would be a fair assessment
Absolutely.
Of ours. Not a fancy, probably. They probably have
a nice picnic table.
They probably have like a $10,000 like Balenciaga red table for that fucking show and about $30,000 worth of equipment to record it, probably even more. Off topic, but neither here nor there. So this week I wanted to talk about, and then honestly, they aren't even worthy of this conversation because they made their bones somewhere else before they started doing that. What I want to talk about is the people like you and me that, or not even like the me and you, how we'll go through social media and we'll, or on YouTube, and you have these videos and like, oh man, this is actually pretty good. All of a sudden you stumble upon their profile and they have like 20 million subscribers, or followers or whatever.
It's, sometimes it's not even good content that they're posting, and it's just like they'll have 2 million followers and they're just posting the most absurd shit. It's like, how did that happen? It makes no sense to me sometimes.
Well, here's what I want to know what happened. So let's start with the, like, basically the godfather of all of, like, making a career for yourself off of, like, social media content is YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube. So YouTube started out, basically it was like an unlimited America's funniest home videos, mm-hmm. where it was just constant people hurting themselves very badly, animals doing stupid things, people doing stupid things,
stupid parody videos, shit like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It was a very, there was, you knew what you were getting on YouTube at some point, which is now turned into some multi, like,
completely different,
like a $1 billion industry of itself. Its own, like, it's its own virtual Hollywood almost.
Where, yeah, literally.
Like, all of these things. But the one thing, so, like, obviously, there's people who obviously did all of the crazy stuff, the songs and Fred. And
Muffin, what's the one? Muffins.
Yeah, that guy, that crazy guy. Yeah. Justin Bieber.
Bieber. Yeah, YouTube. He was
from the streets of YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Usher was looking up on YouTube trying to find some talent.
Which makes you wonder what Usher was doing looking up little boys singing on YouTube.
We're calling you out, Usher. We're calling you out.
Come on the pod and clear your name. we're not making accusations. We're just nearly asking. What were you doing?
What were you doing, Usher?
What were you looking up, looking when you found stumbled upon Justin Bieber? Is my question. But he made his shtick off of that. And then the Paul brothers too.
Well, they were more Vine, right?
they were Vine and they came onto YouTube, but that's kind of when it...
Well, Vine went down, so it was like all those people had to transfer somewhere or lose their fame, basically.
And I almost want to say that they really were the people that did that, had that turnover on social media, on YouTube, where it became more of like a... That was like the first, like kind of like first vloggers.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people who did it like on Vine, like, but then like Jenna Marbles was another one who was big on Vine, came over to YouTube. A lot of these Vine people came over from there to YouTube. And now, like, that's where it really began, where you start getting these kind of characters where this is the one thing that I hate about YouTube. These vloggers, the one thing, my one big pet peeve, I don't like when they're doing their videos and they edit, but they keep in, like, so, like, it's them laughing. Like, you know what I'm talking about when they're telling a story? And then they start cracking up, but like it's like cut to them laughing, like
And it's like a quick cut scene of them like cracking up or something. Yeah, and they're like,
"I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
It's like, cut that out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you should be fucking sorry. I don't want to see that. Like, but that's once again. But people watch them. I find myself sometimes I'm like 20 minutes into a vlog of them walking around their house, their big obnoxious house in LA that they're renting, which. Tip my cap to the people in LA who own these homes that have just a bunch of 20 stupid 20 something year olds that are way too rich for their that they're good for, and they just are renting these houses instead of owning properties.
Oh, yeah, people just making a nice quick buck off of that.
Exactly. Like, that's
go ahead, pay that rent money.
Exactly. Oh, okay, you want to do your little dances in my big mansion? Okay, that's fine. Just pay me
$5 million.
Yeah, maybe it's $30,000 a month rent. So everyone, there's like 20 of them, like, oh, okay, I could do that. $10,000 or whatever. And yeah, but like it's just turned into this monster. But
it really is a monster. That's a good way to put it.
The thing is that it's, I always am wondering who, like, what could have been like 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years ago with, like, there was all of this very, like, you had to be very, like, you had to know someone or you had to, like, catch a big break. The big break is what they called it with
Hollywood and shit
Hollywood
like that,
and people in, like, that broke into film or radio or whatever.
Like music industry, anything like
music
that.
Music industry.
Yeah.
You had to know someone to get it in. You know, like, if Justin Bieber might not have been a thing. If he didn't have YouTube, if he wasn't just uploading videos. You know, there's people that do a bunch of, like, what I'm trying to think of another person that's like David Dobrik. David Dobrik, what the hell would he be doing?
Yeah, probably bagging groceries out of Trader Joe's or
exactly.
Some shit like
he's
that.
Another one. He's a big laugh at it guy. I in particular really have a gripe with him and him blowing up my fucking social media with him giving away Teslas.
Ugh. Yeah, no, I don't really follow him, I don't think.
I don't follow him either. It just pops up. I've deleted my Twitter, created a new Twitter that is not to be named, but I have a Twitter where, let's just put it this way, there should be no David Dobrik coming across my timeline. I have a very strict sports that I have.
And, like, close friends.
Close friends and, like, I don't even know what else. Like, I have, like, some finance stuff just because I just always am hoping to see, like, you know, like, news. Like, if something goes to shit, I want to know so I could, if I have it for some reason, I could get out of it or something.
Protect the bag.
Exactly. I've basically just filtered out all of the bullshit out of my social media, and yet it always...
Still finds its way onto the timeline.
Creeps its way in. But, yeah, like, that... My thing is that with YouTube, like... Who knows? Like, there's so much opportunity that has come about it, and now that has sprung into a whole other world. But, you know, Jake Paul was a Vine star, made money off of Vine, turned YouTube, has made, like, an obnoxious amount of money, like hundreds of millions of dollars.
And now he's boxing.
And now he's boxing. He boxed Nate Robinson, who was a huge NBA player. He boxed a
small NBA
small
player.
Big NBA player, fought a UFC fighter, and now his brother is going to fight one of the best boxers of all time. And
they all started with making 6-second videos on Vine.
And Logan Paul started with posting videos of him in a forest with a bunch of hanging bodies.
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah, people forget. but that's what I mean. Like, it just is. It's like a crazy, crazy world we live in. And not only that, there's the whole gaming aspect of it as well. There's the guy Dr. Disrespect, who a lot, like, he's, I don't know if you know who he is,
But I don't know too much about that stuff.
I'm sure if I describe him to you, he's the guy like that always wears the sunglasses and has the mustache, and he's gaming. But like he played with Snoop Dogg. He's played with Odell Beckham Jr. He knows Klay Thompson because he's from like California, like the Golden State area. And like,
what business does he have knowing all those people and playing with all them? Like, exactly. How does that happen?
He started as a whatchamacallit?
Is that Twitch he does?
He was on Twitch, but he got banned for reasons unknown.
They actually haven't said it?
I'm honestly, they don't know what it is. I think what happened was what the rumor is that he
domestic
was
domestic abuse.
But no. No, but he was offered a lot of money to go onto another platform.
He sold out.
And he humored the idea and Twitch then turned, I guess he used it as like a bargaining chip or something.
And they're like piss off.
So they basically said like we're too big to even like whatever, like to get into this like dick measuring contest. So they banned him from the server.
Good for Twitch, honestly.
And they banned anyone that is on that platform from streaming with him. So now he's had to like rebuild everything from YouTube. But sometimes, like, you know, like it's a slow day at work or like you're just hanging out, whatever, bullshitting around, and you go on YouTube and all of a sudden you see this guy playing. So the other day at work, I was watching, I had it on in the background. And I just kept looking over at the feed, and all you see is $10 donation, $50.
Who the hell is, like, I don't want to insult anybody, but who the hell is going to, why would you going to donate $50 to like your favorite Twitch streamer? I'd never understand that. I don't know. That's just
I spend money on stupid stuff.
But like, oh, you're playing a video game and I'm watching for free. Here's $50 so I can say a comment in the comment section. You know,
exactly.
Read it. Like,
exactly.
What the fuck are you spending your money on?
I you know, like we're sitting here, we're having wine. We bought the wine. You know, you buy video games. We just placed bets before we started recording.
Yeah, it's, you know, people
there's
think
stupid
that's a
things,
waste.
But you want to talk about waste? Just that's sending someone.
There's a next level waste right there.
It's one thing if the guy, like, say he was streaming and the poor guy was like a soldier in Afghanistan. Which I'm sure is illegal to even stream if you're a soldier. But I'm saying, like,
yeah, there's certain situations. Yeah, oh, you want to donate to the firefighter? All right, here, here's $5.
You're a firefighter. He's streaming his daily life of going like in the firehouse and all this. I'd throw him some money because it's like a whatever.
Respect.
This guy's playing video games. The guy's sponsored by Mountain Dew, like Turtle Beach.
Already making millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars, and there's people who will donate like $1,000, $2,000 to some of these people.
I was watching the other day and someone just donated $500 and all they said was, what'd they say? They like said like, hey doc, keep up the good work. Let these fellas know who the champ is.
Like, dude, $500. Could have bought a whole new Xbox.
Poof, $500. You could have bought your own equipment to start your own streaming service at that point. But then again, if you have so much money just to throw this random guy $500, then obviously there's something that's going on
just,
in your life anyway that's going well for you. So, but like me, I would be mortified. I think my parents would like chop my hands off if ever it was like, "Hey Ryan, what'd you do today?" Oh, I gave some random guy I was watching.
I gave my favorite Twitch streamer $500 so he could say my name in the chat.
But that's like but once again, he was a gaming developer, and right now we could have no idea who he was. You don't know who he was anyway, but he has like a huge following, millions and millions of subscribers. No one would know who the hell he was. He'd be going home to his little apartment with his wife and kid, might have a whatever fine life. But now, with like all of this new stuff, he's making rolling in money. Has a sick Lamborghini. Has fucking all these sponsorships with all these big companies. FanDuel, gambling.
Sponsored with FanDuel now?
FanDuel. He had a FanDuel event the other day with him playing.
You bet on Twitch streams or like video games?
They're starting to do it. He did, whatchamacallit? He did some event for like he was playing some game. Obviously, I didn't participate in it, but it was like like over under kills, over under headshots, over under like going without dying. How many times is he gonna die? Over under, like, and it was just, you could just, and it had like 10,000. It was like one of those like pools. So yeah, like, it was like, okay, had like 10,000 like plus people in it.
What a world we live in.
Betting That's on some other guy playing video games.
Wow. I mean, I guess it's not that much different than betting on a bunch of random people playing basketball or football, but like, at least that's sports, and I don't know. I mean, I guess.
But the thing is that like, you follow these people from a very early age, which I guess in some ways it still is like you could make that argument where like you're watching some kid from high school to college and whatever, but it's been such a structured organ, like a structured, like, associate, like an NFL and NBA, they're like structured, like corners, like, I'm trying to think of the word, institutions.
Okay.
They've been such established institutions for like over 100 years at this point, that it doesn't even bat an eye to it. There's this guy who, for like, just people, like, he just picked up his controller, turned on a camera one day and was like, hey. Like, you know, like, obviously, I'm sure he was very good at video games and spent a lot of time playing video games.
Put his hours in.
Paid his dues and everything. Mm-hmm. And now, like, he's doing all
right
for
us. For sure.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, but there's also now the profession, like, all, like, this, like, pro gaming. So he's almost like, it'd be like watching a, like, a street basketball player or something doing tricks and stuff. Compared to, instead of it being like part of like pro
referees
gaming.
And yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but that's just like nuts. Like, and all of that going on. But like all the Twitch people, you know, there's kids that go on. I'm sure you have to be a certain age before you can start making money off of it. But there's kids that are like in high school or in college that are playing, and people just give them money.
It doesn't even have to be video games on Twitch, right? It could be like anything. Like, I heard of the one guy that sleeps for and has a Twitch stream, and he literally will just like, people will, every time someone donates, it like rings an alarm, and that's how he makes his money, from people just waking him up in the sleep in his middle of the night.
Well, a lot of people do also, which I'm sure is completely set up, they have those Alexas, so they'll have their Alexa next to their bed, so the person will donate and it'll say $5 donation from Jimmy, who writes, and it'll say, Alexa, play Mambo Number 5. And, like, all of a sudden, it starts playing while the guy's sleeping, and he turns it off, and he's all pissed off about it, whatever. Then he goes back to bed.
How pissed off could he be? He knows he's getting paid.
But there are, I saw the one video one time where someone was like, Alexa, order 900 iPhone 5s or whatever. And the thing, like, ordered, like, a lot of things. And
that's a good comment. I respect the creativity
on that
one.
The one time, someone donated, like, 99 cents and was like, Alexa, read my address. The thing, like,
that's wild.
But these people, like, that's like you're playing with fire, but you could make so much money because
off of something so stupid.
It's
like
people chuckling at other people basically heckling you, but that, you know, that you're there heckling you anyway, so you're just closing your eyes.
All right, I'm gonna get through this night of bad sleep, and I'm gonna rake in a couple $100 and
exactly
won't be too bad.
It'll be like $5, $5, $5, $5.
Yeah, when
like,
how pissed can you be when you hear, oh, all those donations coming in? You're like, all right, that's not the worst.
Exactly.
Case.
$10 donation, $15 donation, $20, like all the time. There's whatchamacallit. I always see people make fun of these people. You always see like the, like, I forget what they call them, like Twitch girls or something. And it'll be girls who are, I'm air parentheses people here, gaming. And it'll be some girl with her shirt, like basically like very
exposed,
very presumptuous shirt. And they like, I don't know if they even do play. They just BS around, and all of a sudden it's like $100 donation, $500.
A bunch of simps out there.
A bunch of like probably like 45-year-olds like in their like room. Their wife went out to the grocery store. Yeah, here's $100. Like, but like I've seen like girls just sitting in pools in their room, in like a blow up pool, and they're in a bikini.
And people are paying them.
People are paying big bucks.
I have no words for that. That's just things people spend their money
Entrepreneurship,
on.
Entrepreneurship, that's what it is.
I mean, good for them if you can get paid from that shit. Like,
I'm not judging them. Yeah, I'm judging
the
fucks
people
that
who
are
donating
money.
Yeah.
And
go get a hobby or something.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. It just is there now. Now there's just a million different things. There's podcasts. We're doing a podcast right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan has like a, he got paid like what was it, like 500? It was like an undisclosed amount, but
to
it,
go
like,
to Spotify.
Good. It was like $500 million to go to Spotify.
What a fucking payday for them.
He obviously has a little more weight to throw around than me, but like, you know, there's like Barstool, basically. Obviously, it was a blog to begin with, but they made their bones from
their podcast.
Their podcast. Yeah. Part of My Take, KFC podcast. These guys, just average people, all of a sudden graduated from college. They had real jobs. Went over to Barstool. Next thing you know, they're talking to Brooks Koepka, Blake Griffin, Patrick Mahomes, all of these big time names. Like, and then KFC has all he had like some famous porn star on the one time. He had he had the guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia on. Like, you have like all these big names all of a sudden starting to come to Barstool,
start to build up some following. Yeah, and, next and not thing only you know. That,
then you have a combination of like self-made. You have Dave Portnoy with some kid who's a TikTok star, and I have all of these young people from TikTok that are having a podcast with him. Now you have a younger audience, and like, it's just, it's, you could just turn like it with very little overhead, can all of a sudden build an empire. Dave Portnoy, they were in a like some like small rental office space with like 8 people. Sure, it didn't cost that much comparatively. You know, if you wanted to start like a, because there wasn't this however many years ago, it was you have to start a radio station. Yeah. And
like a newspaper.
Yeah, exactly. And you would have to have all of, you have to buy all this equipment. You'd have to get the licensing or whatever. He just set up and was ready to go. And all of a sudden, he used the money he was making from sponsorships to pay and help build the company more and more and more.
Now they're just dominating.
Now it's like its own business. Well, no, obviously it is. It's like its own thing. But now they've went into gambling and
They have their own sports betting app, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and today I was on Twitter, and they did a – there was a – on their sports book, you could bet on people in the office playing ping pong. And they streamed it. And they streamed it on their thing, and it was sponsored by High Noons. And all it was, they didn't have to go out. They didn't have to go out, go to this event, and have all these people here and all this. They probably made a lot of money.
They're like, let's play some fucking ping pong.
All they did was have two people from a very famous podcast that they have. They aren't even the main people. It was the Part of My Take people, and it was the guy who's the Hank, who's like the whatever, the producer. Basically the guy who's doing what I'm doing right now, just sitting talking with the computer in front of them. I don't know how much actual producing he does. And then some kid who's like an intern. That was there, and they played ping pong. It was sponsored by High Noon and Roman Wipes, whatever. I don't even know what those are.
Neither do I. I've never heard of those.
I haven't either, but they kept saying, he's like, you wipe it on your dick. I don't know. That's the Roman Wipes. They kept saying Roman Wipes in that. I don't know.
I'm going to give this a quick search if you don't mind.
Give it a search. I'll just talk through it. But, yeah, they were playing ping pong. They had it on their sports book, like pick which person you think is going to win, over or under. And it was sponsored by High Noon and Roman Wipes. So they were drinking them too. Body Armor was in the fold too. They were drinking Body Armors, like Body Armor water. So that's when you know it's sponsored by Body Armor. Yeah. When you're drinking Body Armor water for no, like, what reason would you have? What is it?
Roman Endurance Wipes can increase the time having sex by up to 340%. Wipe it on your penis. We're not sponsored by them, but that's...
We're not sponsored by them, but hey, pay us, then whatever. We'll be talking about being self-made people, and we'll be self-made from you, Roman.
Roman Wipes. Wow.
Whatever. Any of your products, give it to me. I have no shame. speaking of no shame, the other one, the big, you want to talk about being made off of like very minimal work? The newest trend of basically streaming, I don't even know if you could call it streaming, just off of online entertainment, is OnlyFans.
A lot of
people, I think I saw something on 60 Minutes about OnlyFans. And for all of you people who do not know what OnlyFans is, it's basically a girl will one day wake up and decide. It doesn't even have to be a girl. I could start an OnlyFans I want. I don't know if too many people would be signing up to for it, but you just wait. You just decide, you know what? I'm going to sell my... I don't even think you need
to sell your body.
You don't even necessarily, it doesn't need to be naked pictures. You could do an OnlyFans of like pictures of dogs and stuff. The people who make the big bucks are girls who decide, you know what? I want to do an OnlyFans. You charge $25 a month or however much. I think it's like whatever you want for whatever amount of
subscription. Some type of subscription.
I'm not an OnlyFans patron, so I can't attest to what the actual nitty gritty details of it are. But from my understanding, you pay X amount of dollars a month as if you were subscribing to ESPN Plus or whatever, Hulu.
It's like, and, Netflix, but for nudes, basically.
And you open it and you're subscribed to, I don't know, Cherry McGee. And you go onto her account and she'll post pictures of her naked. And that's what your $25 got you.
Entrepreneurship right there.
It's entrepreneurship, but I don't know. I mean, these, once again,
yeah,
for the people that are on it, more power to you. The people who are subscribing to it, why are you spending your money doing it?
Yeah, there's free alternatives.
Ever hear of the internet is my question, but whatever. It's not my money, but I don't know. I mean, that's just absurd. Like, you went from, like, Vine, where it's like, all right, like, you have to have some talent.
Yeah.
YouTube, like, you have to have some talent, and you have to have some drive to be able to constantly put out content. Twitch, you have to have the equipment. You have to be good enough at these games to get a lot of viewership. And once again, like all that. OnlyFans, you just roll out of bed.
Take off your clothes.
Take off your clothes and, you know, boobs. Boom. Here. All of a sudden, 50 sad guys. You're $25 a month. No problem. Which would creep me out a little bit. If I was posting pictures of myself naked, there's like these guys and like these like weird older guys that are like, yeah, let's see it, like hounding you for it. Like, I think you could get, like, I don't know where my phone is. I was gonna say I would look up, I'll test it out. I don't even know, actually, because it isn't like I could just go. I don't think I could just go on OnlyFans. I think you have to pick a person.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really don't want that to be in my search bar. I really don't want that to be in my search bar. But yeah, like, I think there's other stuff. Like, I think you could pay people more for more stuff.
Oh, more on top of the subscription?
I think there's like different memberships.
A platinum membership?
I don't know what it does.
I have no clue.
But that's like YouTube too. You could have like different, like, you could have like a members club.
Really? I didn't know,
like,
that either.
The guy I was talking about before, Dr. Disrespect, has a champions club. And it basically...
Thing you could subscribe to, but you got to pay?
From my understanding, the only thing that you get for being in the Champions Club is being able to write on his streams. And you have a little logo next to your name.
And people pay money for that.
People pay, like, I don't know, $5 a month or $1 a month. Whatever it is, it's way too much. Even if you're paying $12 a year for that, it's too much.
Isn't there, like, YouTube... like, what is it, YouTube Red, where it's, like, ad-free, or YouTube Gold or something? Like, there's something where it's, like, free ads, too. You can pay for YouTube now,
well,
right?
That's the problem. Like all things, when you have a service where you have all of these eyes on it, gets diluted. You used to go on YouTube a couple years ago, and you could watch a three-hour video with not a single ad.
Good luck with that.
I can't even watch
an
8-minute video anymore.
Without three different ads popping up every two fucking minutes.
Now, I don't know if all the blame falls on YouTube. I believe the people who make these videos have some authority over it.
I think you're right, yeah, with, like, the advertising on how, like, you kind of choose if you want to,
like,
be a sellout and just have a bunch of ads in your videos.
Right. Like, I follow a lot of people who do, like... Like I've been saying, I've been trying to get into soccer more, just, you know, like, it's just like a new sport. And that was the first sport that started doing stuff during the pandemic. So I've been trying to get into it more. It's just it's never a bad thing to be learning about something new. So I'll like some people on YouTube, I'll watch their videos about like different like transfer news, like, which is basically essentially the same thing as like a trade or something. they'll do it like first thing you do when you click on the video. First thing you do when you click on the video, there's an ad. You watch it, and then the rest of your video, you're good. Then all of a sudden, you watch some fucking idiot who is like, jumping into a fire pit, whatever.
Letting a bullet ant bite them.
You click on it, all of a sudden, all you see is a bunch of little yellow lines which signify ads, and you have like five ads in like a 5-minute video, and it's just absurdly stupid. And like, but the problem is that you have to, now there's a yin and yang to it, because when we were younger, when you were on YouTube, it was just the number of views you got paid.
Now it's like subscribers and everything like that, right?
There's an algorithm. Now you're like subscribers. The subscribers multiply the amount of money you make based off of your views.
Likes, smash that like button and subscribe.
Exactly.
Button.
Like, I think there's a ratio. I think there's like some kind of ratio to it. So I think if you have like, say like someone with like 10 million subscribers posts a video and it gets 10 million views, versus someone who has 500 subscribers and gets paid and has 10 million views. I think the person who has 10 million subscribers and has 10 million views makes a substantially substantial amount more.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The person with 500, because basically what they're doing is that they're encouraging you to make more content.
Well, they want you to bring people into the platform, those subscribers.
They
and
want
get paid more.
All of a sudden, hey, this dude in the middle of Taiwan, or not Taiwan, like Thailand, just built an underground house with a pool.
Oh, if you haven't seen, seen that on YouTube.
Exactly.
Man just digs out
like
a pool in the
like
ground.
When he first did it, say he had like 10 subscribers and had like 100 million views, because this is incredible. They would pay him very minimal and go, hey, you know what? If you want to make more money, you can make a career out of this for yourself. Mm-hmm. If you keep making content, more people are going to subscribe to you. And if you get this much money when you're at 1 million subscribers, you're going to be making a lot of money. So then you start doing that. But then when you're still on your way up, you have that and you have fucking 5 advertisements for a Toyota Corolla in it. And it's like, so, all right, I don't know. No, who's going to fucking get me in trouble? I got paid no money for this. Whatever. If you want to delete this episode, whatever powers that be.
Fucking do it.
Be my guest and delete the fucking episode at this point. I have a little trick for you all. Sometimes when you're watching a YouTube video, you can't obviously skip it, but in the bottom left, you'll notice there is a little eye icon. You click on it, and it'll say, why this ad, and cancel, which will just cancel the little pop-up. Sometimes it will say, stop seeing this ad. You click on it, and it'll turn off the ad, and it will bring you back into the video. And it'll say, why do you not want to see this ad anymore? And
just
you choose
click.
Repetitive, irrelevant, or like inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Just
so
to get
like,
in trouble.
But the thing is, it's kind of true, because I'll get like advertisements for like a fucking Nissan Altima. I'm never going
to
buy a Nissan.
It's inappropriate
Altima.
That they're
my
showing
dad,
you that, too.
My dad is a Chevrolet guy, so I'm not going to go and buy a Nissan Altima. Not only that, I'm not going to buy a Nissan Altima even if my dad didn't work at a fucking Chevy dealership. So
that, I had no clue about that, though. I'm glad you said that, because I never knew that for YouTube.
Hey,
yeah.
And don't just tell your friends that, people out there that are listening to this who had your mind blows. Be like, oh, yeah, Ryan said a real crazy thing, but you have to listen to the first 30 minutes of the episode to find out what it is.
A little bit of clickbait there.
My own little clickbait, which once again makes me no money. No money. There's zero revenue coming in off of this. So if your dad owns a fucking scrap metal company and wants to get some shout out, tell him to give me $50 and I'll shout him out for you.
Shout out anybody over
here.
Yeah,
shout out anyone. You're fucking knitting sweaters. Give me $50 and I'll
say. Get a shout out. Yeah.
I don't give a shit what you're doing. You have an OnlyFans that you want to advertise? Pay me $50
to Brown.
$50.
You get the shout out.
Exactly. But yeah, that's it's like the real, talk about land of opportunity. People back then were like, ooh, I'm going to go and find gold in a river.
Now you got people who, what's like the one dude, he like eats a fuck ton of food and people just watch him eat like a huge plate of food and he just got fat and now he's got like millions of subscribers because he just eats food. Hold on, let me look this guy up. I think I know the name.
I absolutely am an enormous fan of that. What I thought you were thinking of is an OG. I would say like the Vasco da Gama of YouTube pioneers. Not necessarily the Christopher Columbus of them, but a Vasco da Gama type character. Shoe Nice.
Where he was a pioneer.
I wouldn't say he was the pioneer, but he was a pioneer. Yeah. I don't know who would Fred be, the Christopher Columbus of pioneers of YouTube.
I mean, if anyone in YouTube was like the first big star, it was probably like Fred. It had to be. I mean, like I watched Fred videos. I'm sure you did too. Like we're all guilty of it.
I just think about all that time I wasted of my life, accumulative of Fred videos.
Hey everybody, it's Fred. Motherfucker.
Just him being able to he got his own Nickelodeon movie. For Christ's sake.
Show. He had a fucking show on Nickelodeon. That's wild.
And I'm just trying to internalize that, but did you find out who it was, or are you still searching?
I couldn't find the name, but it's called a mukbang when, like, you eat a fuck ton of food and you, like people watch you. Like, hold on. You know the picture? You ever seen this dude? I'm showing Brownie a picture.
Yes.
But, like, he used to be really skinny, and he just started doing these mukbangs of him eating like 50 chicken nuggets and like 5 cheeseburgers and 4 large fries. And now he's got millions of subscribers. Well,
he could get into another market when he gets diabetes and has to get his ligaments amputated. He could do that and get people who like to watch amputation.
Start a Twitch stream of him getting his hands cut off.
And he'd have to do like a dark web stream and get Bitcoin in turn. Which would be basically getting like 25 cents at this point at the rate of Bitcoin's plummeting to the earth. I mean, this time next week, it could be like, what are you talking about, Ryan? It's at $60,000 or whatever. But that's like, that's another thing. The one thing that I don't know what it is, but I find myself some nights, I'll be sitting there, I'll be watching some guy streaming himself eating 100 cheeseburgers.
Oh, why? Dude, I used to watch competitive eating videos all the time. It's like, I don't know
they're
why.
They're not even competing against anyone. No, they're competing against themselves being a glutton.
It's like a man versus food, but like...
Man versus self. Man versus heart. Man versus liver.
But it's just, I don't know. I mean, I've watched those food videos, and it's just like, it's wild. But they got a lot of viewers on it, and just them eating a fuck ton of food.
Like, I just sit, and I'm in the middle of it. I'm like, why am I watching this?
Why am I watching
this? And know what I do?
Wasting my time.
You know what I do? I finish watching the video.
And then I click on the next one.
And I'm like, well, wait. Now he's going to drink 3 1-liter bottles of Sprite? I'm intrigued. And it's like him violently throwing up in the middle of the video, and I'm like, all right.
Oh, that's cool.
Exactly. And the thing is, these people get paid all this money for these advertisements, and they still don't I still don't watch them. They're like, before we start the video, I just want to let you know, give a big shout out to my sponsor. Click, 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 fast forward.
You know what pisses me off the worst is like, oh, this video is sponsored by Squarespace. And then they'll do like that 2-minute spiel like in the video of them actually like talking. It's like an in the video ad. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, that's what I'm talking about. I don't even give it a second.
And you just skip, right? Yeah. It's like, dude, what the fuck?
They're still getting paid $50,000.
Yeah, that's good for them because they're getting paid. You can skip the ad for free. So it's like, not bad.
This is another one. This is another one that I'm also talking about. People used to be able, or people used to have to be a gourmet chef to be a famous chef. You'd have to be a Gordon Ramsay, Bobby Flay, someone who owns all these restaurants, already a millionaire, before you get placed on the Food Network, where then you then become famous from just from your face. I follow someone on YouTube who, I was talking to my parents about this morning, that recreates foods from shows. It's called Binging with Babish, which
I know what you're talking about.
He should be paying me for just merely saying his name on this.
$50.
I'm just gonna Venmo request.
Yeah,
find his request or his Venmo and go
$50. I shouted you out on my podcast.
Yeah. Podcast shout out $50. And then
That guy probably doesn't have any spectacular cooking or baking skills, but he has
9 million subscribers, and all he does is follow recipes that other people uploaded about it. But the thing is that he's actually like pretty personable. He's a pretty personable, funny guy. So I watch him, and it's one of my YouTube subscribes that I don't feel guilty watching because he actually is very entertaining and very well could have his own show on TV, and I would probably watch it. But it would have to be like an HBO show.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's a good personality.
Yeah, because he's a big cannabis
enthusiast
yeah. because which I did not know at first, but then he was giving.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
But he's become so big over like a year's time. He went from like a couple thousand subscribers to millions of subscribers within like his oldest video must be like less than 5 years old.
That's pretty quick.
But it's once again because he's very
I would like to know how much money someone with like 9 million subscribers.
Well, let's just
makes.
Put it this way. He has 9 million subscribers and he just bought a brownstone in Brooklyn that is five floors. It's three residential floors and there's two kitchens. And they're like industrial kitchens.
So he's probably making multi-million dollars a year.
Easily. He had a little crossover episode going on here. He had one of his sponsors.
Shout out the original crossover, Sweet Life of, what was it, like That's So Raven? That's So Sweet Life of...
I remember. I know exactly
you know what
I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
The OG crossover. Sorry, continue.
I'm trying to think of what it was. And then Raven was boys with... Brenda Song, I forget her name. London Tipton. But what the fuck was I gonna say now?
Yeah, I cut you
off. No, it's fine. No. He represents Singleton Scotch, which I think is actually something that at my company that we do.
Another shout out, $50 to Brownie
Singleton, $50. I get a call from my boss and be like, stop harassing this company for your podcast. He does like, you always see, all right, this video, another one of those. All right, before we start here, I want to give a big, bless you, a big shout out to Squarespace. Squarespace, help me. Skip. Fast forward 15 seconds, fast forward. Then to go on to the video.
My favorite, it'll be at the end of the video, and they'll be like, speaking of this, I learned how to do this on Squarespace.
Before they can
and
finish.
I'm like, bruh.
But by the time they can finish saying it, and
sometimes I'll dislike
closed.
The video just because of that. I'm like, fuck you.
Comment, fuck you, piece of shit.
Fucking Squarespace. Give me $50, Squarespace, for shouting you out.
It's cool, though, because he always talks about how he likes scotch and bourbon and stuff, which I do like, so like it's cool, like, he'll have sponsorships from these places, and he'll make a meal that's like good for these drinks, and he'll make a cocktail at the end. Like I watched one today, I got sucked into one this morning when I was having my coffee before work. It was a flank steak pinwheel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And it was really, he made one that was, you guys might not care about this, but it doesn't care. You start your own show and then talk about whatever the fuck
yeah,
you want.
Brian's
you're listening
podcast.
To, you're sitting here listening to this. You're probably like 45 minutes invested already. You can listen to what I'm about to say. So he made a pinwheel of sauteed mushrooms, spinach, and Gruyere cheese rolled into a flank steak. And they're cut into little circles, like 2-inch circles.
Damn. I'm getting hungry
he
now.
He did that one, and then he did a Mexican one where he did instead of doing salt and pepper on it as seasoning, he did the, what do they call it? The essence of a lime, or what is it?
Zest.
The zest of a lime
over
the steak. And then he did onions, peppers, and then he did... Oaxaca cheese, which is
that like the Mexican cheese that they
Mexican
use?
Mexican mozzarella, basically. Yeah, and it's like string cheese.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah,
but he said you could use string cheese if you can't find Oaxaca cheese, which I don't know if I could find Oaxaca cheese within 30 square miles of my house.
Yeah, that'd be tough find.
There actually is, I think, a Latin
like kitchen or deli or some sort
nearby, because my mom goes there every now and then, but neither here nor there. Whatever the point is, he used Oaxaca cheese on his thing, rolled it, did it, And then the last one he did was a cheesesteak one. Oh. Onions, peppers, thinly sliced provolone. And he gave a shout out to the Philadelphiaites and said that they're, you can't put cheese whiz in it, which I think would be vile.
Not on that, but I do like cheesesteaks with the cheese whiz. I like the cheese. It's pretty solid.
If it was me cooking it, maybe at the end I would do a little cheese whiz drizzle over the top of it, which I think Gordon Ramsay would be sick to his stomach, even me suggesting that cheese whiz would be used as some kind of like little delicate little
fucking cheese whiz.
he's big on TikTok, Instagram. And he does reactions to people's videos, cooking videos.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's,
he's not
and only, that's his side hustle, right?
So like, first of all, so let's just say before TV, Gordon Ramsay would have been doing all right because he would have had three different restaurants.
A very successful chef at multiple restaurants.
He would be like a medieval times of the medieval times, you know? All right, here we go. We got mutton here. You're overcooking the fucking mutton and baked potato. You fucking donkey. It's like... some like wench at the fucking king's
just throws
joust.
It at him. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But he would have like three restaurants. He would own the tavern and he making fish and chips, and he would own the fucking thing down the road. Now he has friggin', not only does he have the restaurants, not only does
Food
he have
Network.
The TV shows,
yeah.
not only does he have his friggin', yeah, basically he has his own contests, his own cooking shows. He's guest stars on other things. On top of it all, he's making money off of Instagram, making money off of TikTok. TikTok, and all he does on TikTok is yell at people making food.
Oh, yeah, don't people send him like, oh, I'm making, or I've seen it on Twitter, like, Gordon Ramsay, what do you think of my food? And he just like, it's fucking shit.
They so they get the satisfaction of Gordon Ramsay making
replying.
Them feel very little, and what he gets is...
a paycheck.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
And but
for
that's,
being a dick to people.
Exactly. Like they'll be making a hamburger.
Like,
oh, what are you doing?
Too bad.
What are you doing putting the butter in there like that? Blah, blah, blah.
It's fucking wrong. It's fucking wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, lettuce. Use an iceberg fucking lettuce on it. Like, but like I do that sitting by myself in bed. Like I'll be sitting in my bed at night watching some person on YouTube. I'm like, you idiot, what are you doing? First of all. Before I go any further, before I take a step further in this episode, I mean, we're all the way like towards the end already, but I need to say this because I've just realized that Daniel is wearing a Taco Bell t-shirt. Where in the world did you get that?
Hold on, check out the back. But I believe
I saw the back. I saw the back with all the tacos. I'm like, where did is that? That's got to be a TJ Maxx shirt.
PacSun.
PacSun?
Yeah, I went there and I saw it and I was like, you know what? I have to buy it. I passed up on a Dare shirt one time from PacSun, and I went back the next day, and it was gone, and I still regret that day.
Yeah, that is a pretty good
imagine
one.
Having
was
a Dare
it, was
shirt.
It, was it a real Dare shirt?
It was
it
drug
like,
abuse resistance education.
Like
with
dopest no. ass real kid.
Ecstasy.
Yeah.
No, it was a real Dare shirt with like the Dare line on it, and it said drug abuse resistance education. I'm like, that is the perfect shirt. So I needed it, and I was too broke to buy
As
it.
As you're, like, blacked out drunk at a bar wearing a Dare t-shirt.
I was too broke to buy the $15 t-shirt at the time, and I regret
you
it.
You had your
I really
glow
wish,
up.
I wish I coughed up the cash.
You had your glow up, and now you could...
Now I could afford a Taco Bell shirt.
Now here I am in my Taco Bell bling.
I actually always get comments on this, though, so...
I like that.
I appreciate it.
I don't even remember what we were talking about now. I've found myself at times when I'm drunk, too drunk to go get myself Taco Bell, too late for Uber Eats to bring me Taco Bell. I one time found myself at night watching someone eat Taco Bell on YouTube. It was like, I eat 50 quesalupas, and I'm like, oh, man, you lucky son of a bitch. I'm like drunk in bed just to myself, shaking my head. You lucky motherfucker.
Lucky motherfucker.
That guy got paid like $100,000
getting
just
paid
gorging,
to eat Taco Bell.
Gorging himself doing that.
Damn. Yeah, that's the life right there.
I really should. I feel like I should. I have the camera. I'm looking at a camera right now.
Yeah, you got to set that up. I know it's completely off topic, but you've been talking. You got to get that
I know,
set
but
up.
I feel
get
like
some, get
I feel
a YouTube
like I,
presence.
So I want to do a YouTube presence, and here's the pitch. I want to do a YouTube series where all of you listeners out there can send me a recommendation for a alcohol to drink during the show. So I'll have a separate show from this one. And it'll be called, like, blow the buck or something. And it's going to be because most of the time you're going to be suggesting
UV blue.
UV blue.
That'd be my suggestion. For you.
Like warm Jose Cuervo or something.
Oh, you can get real weird with it then.
I'm leaving it up to them. Because I wouldn't really be able
rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, like go to CVS and get hydrogen peroxide, bottoms up or something.
Go drink some bleach, Brownie.
Exactly. Then I'd have to answer a series of questions, maybe even do like a random question generator. We have to answer five questions, and within the every one of the five questions, you have to do a drink of whatever drink it is.
Take a shot or a full drink, yeah.
They could do like, you have to drink like a whole case of fucking Tecate ice or something. I don't even know what. Like just something like whatever it is to the people want me to drink. I don't know what it is. I don't know how I would do it, but that's the idea, people. And if that's something that you want, let me know. Do you have any closing thoughts on this social media phenomenon we're in right now? The ability for us right now, let us just point it out, is a special thing in itself that we're able to sit here
and share these thoughts and ideas with everyone. Yeah,
exactly. Like I could have met people a long time ago. Oh, whatever. People be like, I mean, not that I'm like, ooh, Ryan Brown, the podcast person. But like, you know, there might be someone out there that like I knew in high school, and now they know that I'm not dead, at least. Now they know that I'm doing podcasts.
Nice to see, yeah.
Maybe you have some, maybe there's someone out there that's like, man, I love listening to this podcast. It's a good thing. Whatever. Like, thank you, Ryan Brown. We might have had our interactions in high school. I've never seen him again.
Never spoken for in the last 5-6 years.
Exactly.
But.
And now I might be a weekly guest in their daily life.
So. That's the world we live in now with all this social media. It's crazy.
Exactly. A gift or a curse. I'm here now, floating around
for you to decide.
Floating in your mind.
Living rent free.
Causing your dreams to be skewed because now you're in bed at night thinking about some guy eating 100 quesalupas at once.
For money.
For money. Dirty little slut.
Such a fucking dirty whore.
But thank you, Dan, for coming on. Always a pleasure
thank
to have
you. Thank
you
for having
on.
Me. I'm always glad to come on. Always glad.
And thank you all for listening, and have a good one.